All right. Enlighten me with all your awesomeness.
No, it's, what a great start. what a welcoming
introduction.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how, forget it. You just do the show. I'll sit over here and do nothing. Hello and welcome to episode 457 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver.
I think I had too much air in my lungs for that intro. Mm-hmm. Did it sound weird? Did it sound too airy?
No, it sounded perfect.
They have, obviously, I'm
buttery,
professional.
Buttery smooth.
Yeah. They must have professional podcasting clinics you can go to, right?
Sure.
Everybody's doing it now.
Why not?
Yeah. Some of them, have you don't listen to podcasts, do you?
I do.
Some of them could sound better. Like the good content, but then you're like, wow, are you just doing this on your phone?
The one I listen to sounds amazing.
Which one's that? Two Hosers Photo Show?
Yeah, no, Armchair Expert.
Is that Dax Shepard?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one's done in their own little studio, and much like Adam Carolla's show, in studio sounds good.
There's this very compressed, like the Carolla one, on purpose to sound like radio, in my opinion, but it's fantastic studio. So I've been in the studio. It's actually, it's a real deal studio. And so yeah, there you go. So some of them do sound great. Some of them not as great, but we try to slide in the middle there. What's going on, Adam?
Nothing.
Oh, great.
Oh, I renewed my, my website. There you go.
Oh, big news.
That's new and exciting. It was about to expire, my domain, right? And my website. So I renewed it. So just in case you're all wondering whether it was going to still be in existence, it is for at least one more year.
You know, I'll write that down on my calendar.
Okay. Adam renewed.
Mm-hmm. I'll mark it down. Yeah, okay. I'm not going any further with that. Amazon, if you need, they must sell websites, right?
I don't know.
Get one delivered to your house?
Soon enough, if they're not already.
Yeah. Well, either way, click through our site. Help us out. Click through our site. Takes you right to Amazon. You make all your purchases as is, as normal. Same make, same model. Identical. That's what happens. And we get a little bit of percentage of that, and we get some checks, which keeps, you know, keeps us in domain names, as it were.
Right.
So there you go. Help us out. We appreciate it. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam? You just said that. Nothing, right?
Yeah, nothing's going on. It's another fall glorious. Is here. Yeah.
Has fall arrived in Vancouver?
Not really, no. It's gotten cold all of a sudden, but no real fall then. Colors. Well, no fall. Like I was thinking in the photographic sense, and I would say no, not yet. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the same here. I went swimming a couple days ago at the pool, the last day of September, and a lot of leaves in the pool, which is always a weird thing because they're all, you know, obviously the leaves are starting to blow off, and that's kind of weird swimming through the leaves. But other than that, not really seeing many colors yet to speak of. Hopefully soon, though, I'm sure that'll be part of our challenge photos coming up. Usually we go with the fall because those are the best colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did get a cold snap finally. Like it did turn cold here, or has been cold. So I can see it's on the way. So here's your final baseball update for the year.
Oh, this was the one we were all waiting for.
Yeah. So we, as I mentioned last week, we won our playoffs to go to the top league, the National German League called the Bundesliga, which we'll do next season. But we still had one matter of business left, and that's the Baden-Württemberg Pokalspiele, which is the every single team in Baden-Württemberg, which is the province, we'll call it the state that I live in. Every single team that here plays in this single knockout tournament throughout the season. Like, for example, our first game was May the 1st. We played in a place called Ladenburg. And so we won all of our games, our single knockout games leading up to it. So we were in the final, which was yesterday.
Okay.
Thursday, which was, it's a holiday here. It's the reunification day in Germany. And so, yeah, big deal. And it's evidently it's a big deal. I'd never been to one here. We'd never been in it before since I've been playing. And they get a good crowd. Like, there's a host field. It's not even one of the teams in it that hosts it. It's they choose a host field ahead of the season, and they get it all planned and have a caterer and beer trucks and all that stuff for all the fans, which there's actually quite a few. Probably the biggest crowd that we've played in a number of years, actually.
Okay.
So that's a big deal. We're pretty happy. We're the favorites going in, and so we really wanted to win this thing, which we did. Spoiler alert, we won 13-0.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it could have been worse. We thought it was going to go worse. Like, there's certain mercy rules in place in this league, this particular league. Normally, it's like, you know, you play a 9-inning game, and after 7, if you're up by 10 runs, that's all she wrote.
Right.
But in this one, there's also, like, if you're up 20 runs after 3, the game's over. And so we were kind of worried that we were going to do that and kind of being let down for the fans. But so we scored 10 runs in the first 2 innings. But that's not the main story. I'll get to some of that too. I don't want to finish on the bad part, because there was an incident.
Uh-oh.
That I have never seen before. I hope I never see again. And I was at the center of it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I'll post a couple of photos so you can see. I'll cut to the end a little bit just to assure everybody that everybody's okay. But this could have been one of the most horrific things I'd ever seen. So my second at-bat of the day, I only had 2 at-bats. My second at-bat, it's kind of a chilly day. We started out, even though the sun was out, it was pretty chilly, October the 3rd. And I'm going to get my second at-bat. I step into the on-deck circle. And I, you know, go to get loose because, you know, it's cold. You get tight.
Yeah, and you're an old man, so.
And I'm an old man. And so I give the bat a good swing. Well, my hands were dry, and the bat flew out of my hands.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which has never happened. I've never seen it happen in an on-deck circle before, let alone what happened next. So I posted a couple of photos for you can see. So look at the one in the baseball one called Crowd Number 2.
Crowd Number 2.
00 Crowd 2.
Okay.
So there's a couple photos there. There's one is the crowd looking out of our dugout. You can see there's a pretty big crowd there. That's Crowd 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will post both of these photos. So that's just part of the crowd, but that's the part that's I'm going to be talking about here. And then the other crowd too, you can see are on, like, that's our on deck circle. There's the kid who's on deck. That's where I was standing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, look right next to it. Look how short that fence is.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this?
Uh-oh.
Bat flies out of my hand into the crowd.
Oh no!
And not a little flobbly flea swing. It was a big hack. Like, because my first one, I like, yeah. And it just slipped out and off it went, and it flew over all those people. And I'm just looking at it in slow motion, thinking, like, I'm gonna hit this. There's a big heavy bat. I'm gonna hit somebody in the head. And I'm like I just froze. I was like, oh my god. And there's like a gasp across the crowd as it travels over people. They see it, but no one. I'm not the batter. So nobody's watching the on-deck circle.
Oh, no.
So everyone who is in potential danger here is completely unaware, and I'm just watching this thing fly, and it's going, and I'm like, oh, no, and it misses people. And the last second, like, it goes up, and you can kind of see in the first picture off to the right. I'm not sure if that's – I think there's a little railing there in the very right-hand corner above the dude smiling.
Yeah,
you see a guy with a big tall dude with a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Just to the right of that is a railing. Well, there was some other guy sitting there at the time, where that old guy is. The bat hit the barrel of the bat hit the railing instead of him, flipped around, and the handle of the bat just nicked his hand. That's all that happened.
Crisis averted.
It was, oh my God, and I'm just staring at it thinking, like, I legitimately, worst, not worst case, obviously, but best case, if it hits somebody, it knocks all their teeth out. No, that's the best case. Worst case is they get brained and they're in the hospital. Like, this was really, really, I can't even tell you how scared I was. And no one can believe it, because this isn't something that happens 2-3 times a day. This doesn't happen. I've never seen it happen. I've never taken a practice swing, had it slip out of my hands, and had it hit the backstop before.
I got to be honest. I was kind of hoping the story was going to end with somebody's teeth knocked out.
Well, keep up. It might. So I just turned to walk into the crowd. Everyone's staring at me like, "Hey, what just happened?" Like, no one can understand what just happened. And I'm like, "Yeah, it just slipped." I and everyone understood it was an accident. Like, I wasn't negligent. I wasn't, you know, showing off or goofing around. It wasn't like something went wrong. It was just a normal thing that just complete freak accident. And so I went up there and got the bat from the guy, and he said he was okay, and I just apologized profusely because I'm hitting in a minute. And I went up and I made sure. But the other thing was, is we had forgotten to bring pine tar for the bat. So that was part of it. But we ended up borrowing a pine tar stick. And I've never caked so much pine tar on a bat in my life. And for that at bat. And of course the fans were pretty funny about it. They're all chirping me at the plate, like, "Okay, hold on tight," that kind of thing. Yeah. You know, get a good grip. And yeah. I kind of tipped my hat to them and probably delivered an RBI ground out. But yeah, so crisis averted. I went and bought the guy a beer, and all was well again.
Okay. But
just a unbelievable situation that could have ended horribly, but didn't, thankfully. Yeah,
that was like a lot of buildup for kind of like a wah-wah.
You see a lot of the on-deck batters throwing their bat into the stands, do you?
Hey, if you're going to take me down that road, I want blood. That's just, you know, okay. That story was anticlimactic.
Oh, see, I like the happy ending in that situation.
Okay.
The happy ending is we won. Now, the best part, one of the best parts is for me, like, it was very exciting. We showed up. We had to fill out 2 lineup cards. We had that many guys, because you're allowed to dress anyone in your club can come and play, like. And so obviously, like, you want to play your first team guys because you want to win the game. But for us, it's important that we dress as many people as we can. And we dressed 24 man roster yesterday.
Okay.
Which is good. We could, you know, some people were away. We could have potentially dressed around 40 to 50, which would have been amazing. But 24 guys, that's great. Everybody got in the game, which was nice too. We managed to get, I think 2 guys were injured. So we got 22 players in the game, which is kind of unheard of.
Right.
But the best part is my son dressed for the game too. He couldn't play. He was our bat boy.
Right.
You have to be 15 to play. So he's got another 10 years before that's going to happen. But he dressed. He was very excited, and so he had the uniform, and he got to come out, and before the game, like, you know, you go out and you run the warning track to get loose. And so he came out and ran with me, and like, that was a big moment for me. Big dad moment. I was kind of like trying to fight back the tears a little bit, because that's kind of who I am. And right. Go out there, shag some fly balls during batting practice. And then we did win, and we got medals for some reason, which is not really a thing for adults, but they gave us medals. But the good part was they gave mine to my son, because he was out there with me. So he got it. And I said, "Wow, like, when you go to school on Monday, are you going to, show the ticket and show the kids?" "No." Like why? Like, you like medals?" And he's saying, "Well, I didn't really earn this one, Dad."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yes, I love that attitude, man." So, but it was really great to have him out. He loved to be part of the guys in the dugout. And so I posted a couple of photos, starting with the lineup card. These are photos taken by a guy who played with us last year, who I've talked about on the show before, a guy named Paul, who I understand it, will be a guest on our show next week. But so here's some of the shots that he took, starting with the two lineup cards.
Mm-hmm.
And there's my son getting ready to play catch in the next one. And then lined up with Dad. What do we got? Oh, and the second one, there's the national anthem. Two number eights for the national anthem.
Yeah.
There we go. He got to go out and do the plate meeting, the pregame plate meeting with the managers.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah, so he's excited about that. And then there's the last one. There's the team photo post-win. So you can see my son wearing my medal, which I was very proud of.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So it was a great day all around. And the best news for everybody involved is that our season's over. No more baseball updates after this.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best part. So, all right.
Okay.
End of season.
Yay.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No.
Please say yes, Adam. Like, why did you not shoot anything interesting?
I'm busy, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason you stopped doing weekly challenges for the listeners. It's because people weren't keeping up week to week. It's all I can do to keep up with producing a weekly photo challenge every week. I have a condensed work week for those who haven't heard me speak of this before. So Monday to Thursday, I'm almost non-existent in terms of I get everything kind of crammed into my work week in 4 days. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I basically run my kids around to stuff, sports and their activities, dance, all of that stuff. So that's family time. So just casual photography, it's not conducive. So I try to occasionally when there's holidays or when we go away, that's where I shoot all my photos now. But the week to week, just time to snap off photos. It's basically last minute every time. Oh, I need a photo challenge. Like that's
right.
That's where my photography has been at. I've been getting a few offers for photo work, and for the most part, I'm turning it down. I don't have time for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I feel the same way. Although I try to go out of my way this week. I'm like yourself. I shot nothing. Not even anything interesting. I didn't shoot anything. I went to look back. Like I generally look back on what I shot that week for the show, and then I was surprised to find that there was just pretty much zero photos outside of the photo challenge, which is kind of, you know, I understand. But you know, tomorrow is an event in Tübingen called the Entenrennen, which is exactly what you think it is. What do you think that is?
I don't know what that is.
The duck race, man. The rubber duck race.
Oh, right. The duck race. I remember.
Enta is duck, and then Rennen is the like running, racing.
Sure.
In that situation. So, they have that tomorrow, which turns into a big festival kind of thing on a very famous part of Tübingen called the Neckarinsel, the Plantanen Allee. It's like these big trees. I think I've probably posted pictures before of these big, like this alleyway of trees on a little island in the Neckar River, which is right in Tübingen. And a very famous photographic place as well, and photogenic, I mean. And so there's an event tomorrow, so like our team basement. Okay, one more baseball update. We do have a little batting cage set up for kids to come and try hitting, and we sell cakes and stuff. Like as soon as we're done here, I'm gonna go make my world famous chocolate chip sour cream cake, and we're gonna sell that at the booth tomorrow, amongst other cakes as well, and we do that kind of thing. So I will take some photos tomorrow of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So whether that's interesting or not, we'll find out next week.
Okay.
But I hear exactly what you're saying, and what I want to do is what I'm going to challenge you to do, not challenge, but encourage you to do, is I kind of want to go out and shoot things that I just haven't been shooting. Like you'll find, like even this week, like both of us are guilty of it. Our challenge photos are both of our family. And that's a product of, you know, obviously our time commitment. You know, you probably had to beg your son to
take
a photo. I had to beg mine too. I had a big fight with him, you know, fighting with a 5-year-old. It's kind of stupid. But I'd explain to him, if you want to go out for lunch today with me, then you're taking a photo. And that's how it's going. But I want to shoot other things. I want to maybe go into town and just go shoot some people I haven't shot before or have shot very rarely. And people just want portraits and want to participate and just to kind of be more creative. So I'd encourage you to do the same. Maybe something down in Steveston. You're probably going to get some amazing sunsets. earlier in the evening, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so possibly do something like that. Not going to hold you to it.
Okay.
Photo challenge. Let's get into the photo challenge then. This one is the monthly photo challenge for September. On Instagram, you hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers or tag us, which only a couple people do. But trust me, it ensures that I'm going to see it. And that makes it a lot easier. So the challenge this month was background. And there was a reason for this. We talked about it about 3 weeks ago and a month ago. And there's a reason I said, hey, yeah, we should just do background because something interesting happened on the show. And I don't remember what we talked about.
I don't either.
Look who I'm asking, honestly.
Yeah. No.
What's my last name?
Attridge.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. I went out with the guys last night, by the way, after the win. A young guy on the team. He's like 21. And he's basically told me, yeah, he's like, I think I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
And I said, okay. And because he's a good looking dude. He gets the ladies. And he's like, yeah, I think I have a girlfriend now. He kind of said wistfully, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? What's her middle name? And he says, oh, yeah, I don't know her last name. I'm like, you don't have a girlfriend, buddy.
Yeah.
You're all set.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. I think you're okay here. Moving on. Anyway.
That's the litmus test.
That's the litmus test. If you know her middle name and then last name, definitely, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
There you go. So the photo challenge, September monthly challenge, is background. So let's have a look at the listeners first.
Okay.
So I'm looking at, we got Dave J. Crystal from out in Chilliwack, the Whack. This is his 72 Plymouth Valiant in front of the monument for the 39 Combat Engineer Regiment at the CFB Chilliwack.
That's certainly a background.
It is a background. I don't know the tie-in. Mm-hmm. Did the Canadian Army, did we drive 72 Plymouth Valiants?
Yeah,
I was in it. I was not in it. What am I saying?
I feel like the subject of the photo is definitely the car, and then he's just describing the background.
This is the best Auto Trader photo I've ever seen.
There's a disconnect here for sure between just one that we're not aware of.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe Dave is in the Army.
Maybe that's the connection.
The forces. I'm not saying, I say Army like I know it's the Army. It's the Canadian Forces, but I think it is the Army out in Chilliwack. I'm not sure. I do like old cars. And so, like I said, like this is if you're putting this up in Auto Trader magazine, you're going to get a lot of response to this because I'm looking, I don't see any rust on that car. But I look at this photo, I don't think, ooh, that's an interesting background.
Right.
Yeah. So, still a good photo. I don't want to discourage Dave. I would like him to come back because he's been a regular poster on this.
Yeah, I feel like there's a better angle here or something. It just shot from above down, like, you know, the parking lot becomes a key player in the image. You know, I just think there's something else here. I certainly would have shot this. If this was my subject background, I would have shot it from a definitely from a different angle.
All I can think of, and I'm going to give Dave full credit on this one, is that he chose that parking space on purpose, the B27, because that is the name of the highway that runs through Tübingen.
Good time.
Yeah, it goes from Stuttgart all the way through Tübingen and off and out in the distance, and it runs right through here, the B27, and it meets the B28. So I think if you really wanted to go, you would have gone to the next parking spot over, get the B27, B28, would have been the perfect tie-in.
Okay, all right.
Good job. Otherwise, good job. All right, next up we have the Earl of Grad. This is Roland at the air show. First of all, I'm a fan. I love the air show.
I've never been.
No?
Nope.
They still have it in Abbotsford, right?
Yeah.
You should go before they stop doing it because they're going to stop because of the global warming, I'm assuming. But it's awesome. I love it. Like, they had some F-14s flying. It was a long time ago. I haven't been in like 30 years or so, 25 years or something like that. But I love going. I love seeing airplanes just fly by here. Like, you see, every once in a while, you'll see some really cool military stuff from the U.S. military. There's a base nearby, and you'll see, like a few months ago, I saw a couple of Osprey flying by, which, if you ever seen, they're pretty awesome. Anyways, love the air show, and here he is getting his face painted camouflage by a Marine while his brother Waylon watches. So, again, in the category of background, I think this is a little closer to background.
Sure.
You say sure, like you're skeptical. What makes you skeptical?
No, I'm not skeptical at all. No, this is definitely more of a, like, the background is definitely a key player in this image.
It's definitely an interpretation of background that I had not thought of when I posted the chat, when I proposed the challenge. But it definitely is. And I like the look on both the kids' faces. You know, one kid's excited to be camouflaged, and the other one just looking on. And the earmuffs. Can you earmuff it for me?
That's right.
It's perfect. Like, that really sells the air show. I don't think we had those when I was a kid. I think it was just like, forget it. What do you need to hear later in life? You'll be fine. Just blow out your ears. So I like it right amount of out of focus that we can still see what's going on. And, okay. You?
Yeah. No, I like it. Very simple. And, a good interpretation of background, I think.
Which leads us into the next one. It's very similar, the next
one.
Yeah,
these two fit in the same category for sure.
Although, and I'm sorry, Earl of Grad, I like JPEG 22, although JPEG 21 slightly better. I like this one a lot better, a lot more.
This is very cool. Yeah, I agree. The only thing that, I mean, again, it's an artistic choice. So we're looking at, you know, the foreground is a guy playing the guitar based on his man hands. I'm going to say that's definitely a guy. And then I don't know.
It's the groom. The groom wrote an original song and sang during the reception.
Oh, okay. So the groom is the one playing. I didn't read the comments. So you got the foreground of the guitar neck, and then you've got the bride in the background, and then a really cool even second background in behind with the lights that are just kind of showing that cool looking bokeh. But my only thought about this photo is I really like it. I wish that the bride was a little bit more in focus like the previous photo. Like, she's a little too out of focus for me. I don't need the guitar to be so sharp in focus and such a different aperture I think would have been even better. I know that the lights look really cool here, but... And you can still tell that it's a bride and that she's crying. I just wish it was a little bit more. I'd love to see the reverse of this photo. If the bride was sharp focus, the guitar was a bit out of focus, I still think the background is probably, I'm guessing based on how out of focus it is, still be out of focus if you focused on the bride here. Maybe there's that shot too.
I would be willing to bet there's that shot and about 4,000 others.
That's right. Yeah. And so, just in terms of a good photo, I like this one, but I think I would prefer the one with the bride in focus.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. I agree that you're wrong.
Okay.
No. I'm guessing he must have shot both. This one is the more artistic of them, which I appreciate because it kind of lets you get to the bottom of what's happening on your own. It lets you kind of. It would keep you in the photo for a little bit longer and make you
for
kind
what
of figure
0.02 seconds longer.
Well, no, I'm I don't have a heart of stone like you. but my constructive criticism on this one is that this one works as a square photo better. You don't all that dead space on the left side. I don't see it as adding to the photo. In fact, I think it takes away. I don't think you need it.
Okay.
Those lights are cool. You'd like to include them. So I think, you know, a simple shift to your right to basically reframe it so that the mic stand is on the left side of the image. And then you're in a little bit closer. You still get all those lights filling in that space. Like, if that mic stand was physically moved to the left side of that image, and then you have all that stuff in between the bride and the mic stand, I'm in. Leave it. It's great. However, that mic stand really presents a natural cut point.
Mm-hmm.
Not right on it, just to the left of it. That, like, that would be a really great bookend for this. And then you would frame her up in between the mic stand and his hand and the neck of the guitar, etc. However, there's no way I'm going to complain about this. I even like the mix of light, the slightly blue light in my eyes anyways on him versus the yellow in behind.
Yeah.
I think we get what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
We would sort of have to know that this is the groom. But other than that, excellent. So far, the front runner this week.
Okay.
Next up, and has JPEG 22. I'm not going to lie to you. That's not the kind of name I'd remember. So I'm not sure if JPEG 22 has submitted before. But if it's the first time, good job. Thanks for doing it. Now, I don't remember this name, Wanderlust. Wanderlust? I don't know what the owl part is. 1K. There's a lot going on here. It's the airport parking garage at the San Antonio International Airport, which we all knew. You saw this, you knew exactly which airport this was.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, you're a big Spurs fan.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. So, airport parking garages. What is going on here?
I don't know.
Looking
I
would've... up? We must be looking up.
Yeah, I would think so. Based on the weird grates that would be theoretically on the wall, right? And then that's like almost like a skylight. Like
I'm assuming that's the you're driving around there, or that's the stairway, or and that must be skylights.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, at first I didn't realize. I thought it was one of these funky parking garages like you see in Seattle. Like, have you ever parked, like, when you go down to the Mariners game or something, like, and you end up parking in, we ended up parking in some really cool-looking warehouse one time for $100 or something stupid like that, of course, but, and they had this kind of look on the wall, not quite this cool, so I thought, wow, this would look really cool with somebody kind of walking across it with in silhouette, which now that I realize it's the skylight would be even cooler. Because it's really hard to do.
Yeah, this is the subject of the photo. Like, I don't know, it's a background to what?
Well, this is the dance floor from Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, sure.
This reminds me of that game you used to play when you were like a kid, like the late 70s, early 80s. They remember they had that game, that memory game. What was it called? It wasn't called memory. There was a game that you had to, like, it had four colored buttons. I think it was four. And then it would kind of, like, it would do two in a row. And you then had
that was like Simon Says or something. Or Simon. Says. Just Simon. Simon.
Was it called Simon?
Yeah. It is. It's called Simon.
All right.
Not Simon Says. Different game.
I don't know if it's called Simon. I thought it was with an M.
No, it's Simon.
Simon, maybe. This reminds me of that, though.
Sure.
And for some reason, and I could be misremembering, it also reminds me of like the beginning of the trailer of a movie called Matchstick Men with Nicolas Cage that I really liked way back in the day. Anyways, so there you go. Check that out but I'll tell you what the favorite part for me is
of Matchstick Men or the photo.
Yes, Matchstick Man. It was the performance by Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
No, of this one here is everything is symmetrical except for the top bit. Like the top bit is just, I don't know. Is that a rhombus? I don't know. But whatever that top bit is, it's not straight.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's great.
Okay.
So good job on this perspective, Wanderlust.
And it is a cool photo. I think it'd be a conversation starter. You put that in your bathroom. People come out of your bathroom and say,
"Do not go in there."
I was waiting for something like that. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Moving on.
Okay. What do we got next? Oh, next we have regular and fan favorite, Stephen Flo Rosenstengel. Now, here he is in South. It's not him. That's obviously Mish. Is what he says. or mich, mich auf Deutsch. That's auf Deutsch. That means me, mich, or my, whatever. You get the idea. Here he is in South Dakota, which normally he's from Seattle, so this is obviously a vacation somewhere. That's right. I'm done.
You're just setting the table. Yeah.
What's going on here?
I like this. This is a very, very cool background, and just a good perspective. Like the angle that this is shot at is great, and the fact that you got a nice blue sky in behind and very neat landscape. This is kind of, I guess, the most traditional use of when you said background. This is kind of what I expected. Was just
right.
Like, in terms of what I thought you might shoot, a person, so a people photo, but really the sort of key context here, the background, really is a major player in the image.
It is. Now, it looks like it's not the best time of day.
Maybe not, but doesn't seem to matter for this photo.
No, it's a good save, is what I'm saying. It's like, you know, the sky is fine, the reflections are okay, and the colors of the lake are pretty cool, and the surroundings are really awesome. I had never planned on going to South Dakota, and I still don't, but this looks really cool. This looks like something you might want to see. And I do love the what did you say with the, our very first one, the mismatch, something was incongruent. You said,
I don't remember. You're talking about something like 7 or 8 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You like that guy from Memento. You barely remember Sammy Jenkins. All right. Like goldfish, really. Yeah. And this is a situation where it kind of works, where there is that mismatch, which is great. And also, this is not your typical people photo lens choice. This is a little bit wider, which kind of makes her be part of the background a little bit more, and great depth. Like this one.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, like all of them, spoiler alert. All right, so next up is other frequent contributor, JC Russo. It hasn't rained here in a long time, and the water is low in the river in Columbia, Maryland. Usually this dead tree is at least partially submerged. And at times the bridge in the background has been underwater. Well, that's a lot of water missing. So, background.
Yeah,
was the background the story? That was the background of
yeah, I feel like it is. I mean, the bridge and the trees, I guess, are the background. And the
right.
But it's because of the, I don't know if it's the perspective. It looks very flat to me. I feel like there should be more depth here. And the depth, I guess, is created by the ground and the leaves. But go ahead. Yeah.
The stump and the ground are like the same color.
Yeah, it all blends too closely together, where that bridge feels like it's right up close. Like in terms of, I'm looking at this image on an iPad, and I feel like that bridge should look further away than it does to me.
Unless this was one of the ones in Madison County.
Sure.
Like, wait, so he doesn't slam the screen door and all of a sudden you're going to leave your husband? What is that about? Like Meryl Streep, you're a good actress and all that, but that one, I wasn't buying that one.
Okay, let's back to the photo.
I never actually saw that movie. I just heard that's what it was about.
Okay.
Yeah, this one's okay. The you know, I like the green stuff.
I feel like there's elements of a good photo here, but just some doesn't work for me, and I can't articulate.
Time of day. Maybe we needed somebody in the foreground. Maybe, but that's my bias because I like, I'm a people photo guy. So,
Or maybe a different aperture or something to kind of maybe blur that bridge a little bit, something. Mm-hmm.
Maybe more water.
Maybe more water. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's fine. I'm not gonna cry about this one. All right. Next up is MKMWG70. This is probably a first timer as well. First time submission, I'm guessing. I've never.
Yeah, I don't recognize this. So we got to be really hard on this one so that they don't come back.
Oh, no, I'm going the other way. I want to encourage them and their neighbors.
Okay.
So is this a background shot? I guess so. Blurs out. It's water. Blurs.
Yes, this to me is all about the foreground. It's all about the bird and the water droplets, and the background's really not much of a player. In fact, it seems like they're trying to eliminate it.
It falls under my negative space. I lean towards negative space, like you know that. You less so, but you know how much I appreciate it. So I do appreciate the fact that this is negative space. What I do like about it is the way that the background fades off. It's not just boom, like out of focus. Like oftentimes, you know, you see, and even stuff that I shoot that kind of looks fake. So this does not look fake. This is cool. It's a cool shot. It's either film or you know, some sort of a version to made to look like film, but it looks kind of low res, like it looks kind of crunchy up top in the top left of the image. You can see what looks like digital compression to me. Mm-hmm. Now, it could be a function of how it was scanned or how it was shot. It's hard to tell at that point. Shadows have been brought up quite a lot. Still a cool photo of the bird.
Yeah, the water part's definitely the most interesting part of the photo.
Yeah, so next month when we do foreground, resubmit this and Adam will love it.
Yes. Right.
All right, next up, your buddy.
Frank Pang.
Yep.
Panger.
FP, we call him FP Nuf-Sieben.
I didn't know that this was Panger until you said that. I just said, hey, that looks like my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
You know, with the bridge and the ferry. I'm like, oh, it's probably Vancouver.
Ship.
Yeah, Vancouver. Sorry, cruise ship, not ferry, but right. The ferry slipped out of my mouth. I like this. I like the symmetry here. He shot it intentionally. Looks like, again, Instagram might have cropped the cruise ship a little bit, that side
this
of it.
This is, I'm going to go ahead, because this is Amber's dad.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do the math and figure that Frank's an old guy like ourselves.
Yeah.
Or older, maybe older. I don't know. Point being is that generally old people, and I would put you in this category. You probably don't really know Instagram that well that you can resize images.
No.
You might know now. You post.
No, I don't post anything, and I would never resize anything.
Right. So, like, but it basically does everything square automatically, even if you want it to not be. You have to go in and physically tell it, hey, don't be square.
Right.
Despite what Huey Lewis has to say, you just don't do it. And so that's an old people thing. Now, I'm an old guy, but I happen to know that one. One of my projects I did recently, just finished yesterday, was a bunch of interviews with a bunch of young lawyers. And one of the questions was, hey, what don't old people understand about, like, what app do old people not get? And the answer overwhelmingly was Instagram. And a lot of it had to do with like resizing or whatever it was. And so this is kind of funny that this came up. Anyways, I agree that the squared part is, I think, stole a little bit of the boat, which I'd like to see. I think this works a little bit better and a little bit wider, but I do like this image. This is great, mostly because I really love being here. Like that's on the left-hand side under the bridge, you can see like part of the seawall. One of my favorite things in Vancouver is riding a bike or rollerblades or just walking around the seawall. And that's part of it. And you could see the Lionsgate Bridge and the cruise ship heading off, probably up to Alaska, is my guess.
Yeah, this time of year, almost certainly, yeah.
Yeah. So overall, good image.
Yeah.
Okay. And the background is what makes this too, because you're looking at like essentially the British properties and a very, very great part of Vancouver. All right, next up we got Pixelscaper. Photo by David Poutsier. You start on this one.
I like this photo. I feel like I've seen this submission or something very similar to this photo from this submitter.
Okay.
Like the same model and the same kind of background. Like, I don't know. This is why it was a deja vu photo for me. Doesn't mean I don't like it. I really like it. I like the light, and I could be wrong, but maybe David, could let us know via email. Like if this model in this same scenario has been photographed before, same background. Okay. I feel like it might have been a black and white or something, but just so rings so familiar to me. And or he stole it from another listener and reposted it, something like that.
That sounds unlikely.
Yeah. No, I think that's unlikely. I just threw that in. But yeah, does this not remind you of a previous photo?
No.
Really?
No, it doesn't. And I'm that guy. I usually remember those things.
Okay. All right. Maybe I dreamt it. I don't know. It seems like I've seen this very, very close to this photo before on our podcast, maybe, you know, a year and a half ago. That's where I'm going to place it. Now I'm going to have to go down that rabbit hole and find this photo to prove that I'm all not right. crazy.
Well, enjoy. Yet. Enjoy your week.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like it. I like the photo though.
I do like it, and I love the background. Now, the background isn't my favorite part of the photo, but it is an excellent background. I think it's one of the better examples of what we're going for this month. Really great choice. I mean, obviously, it's not obvious. I love it when you shoot someone like this, like you know, someone good looking against what would be considered a not good looking background, sort of a rundown, sort of urban decay. Whatever this is, there's that mismatch, which really makes her stick out. I love her skin tones. There's a lot I love about her, about the light on her face, about the way where she's looking, all those things. It's really great. The composition is great, and the background. It's the background really helps sell this. The background isn't the subject, but it really helps sell this one. My only criticism. Is I don't like where it was cropped on the hat. I kind of like at this range. I liked, and this could be 100% my bias towards video and film, motion picture framing. As I would never frame this way for a motion picture, like a moving thing. I would include the top of her hat and a little bit of breathing room. Or I'd move in close and crop it, but be in even tighter, probably at the bottom of the cross, and then just a little bit above her head, above her eyes, if you're going to go in close. But other than that, I'd like to see that. That's a little bit claustrophobic for me, but that's kind of just nitpicking.
Okay.
All right. Next up, J.A. Cook, or maybe he's German. It could be Ja Cook. I'm not sure. It's a Yellowstone bison grazing close to Old Faithful. This is awesome.
I like this a lot. Yeah,
I'd like to be there.
This might be my favorite so far. This is my favorite.
It's close. It's close to mine. Do we have to pick a favorite?
No, I just decided right now.
Okay. It's close to mine. What is it that makes it the favorite for you?
Again, we're talking background here. This background is so awesome. Like, it's just so cool looking, and it does nothing but just add to the photo. If you just took that foreground and either blurred out that background, you'd be really not doing a service to this photo. But just the sort of smoky mist, mountains and trees, it all kind of works together in the background so well, so that the bison you know, is cool in the foreground, but your just eyes are drawn to all that stuff going on in the background.
Yes. Yes.
I'd probably have done with a little less of the foreground. That's about the only thing
that's I would have changed. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. Too much foreground. We don't need that little hill there. Although it looks to me like he's gone full rule of thirds and put the bison exactly in that one spot on purpose.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
It's fine.
As we've said before, it's the suggestion of thirds, really, is what it should be called. It's a bit marbly mouth, but that's what it should be. I do like it. My two criticisms are with the foreground. I'd probably lose a bunch of that and almost all of it. The background I do like. It's amazing. But here's my issue: is A, it is too blurry, and B, it is too in focus.
Mm.
So I think it's too blurry. I think you'd be better off having a much larger depth of field here. Because it's a little bit soft. It looks a little soft.
It is a little soft. I'm fine with it, but no, I can appreciate where you're coming from.
Or we shoot at a different time of day, which good luck getting the bison to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'd like to see sort of a, like a little bit sort of darker color in the background, like a little bit more saturated colors, which maybe at a different time of day might happen. But overall, I do really like this one. And anytime we bring this up, it's more so because we see potential, not so much that we hate this, because this is really great. Better than any photo I've ever taken at Yellowstone.
Okay.
Yeah. Good job, J.A. Cook. Again, I don't recognize the name, so I remember it was Adam who was tearing you a new one there. So
no, I liked it. I was, yeah. No, I was the good one.
All right, next up is also frequent contributor Bob Bernal Jr., out of Los Angeles. This is the Spark of Halloween September Challenge background, a fire spinner. I like this one a lot.
I like it as well. I would never take this photo. It's just one of those, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those photos that I would never think to take. If I did think of taking, I would slap myself and say, no, you don't take that photo. It's just, it goes under, to me, the umbrella of a gimmick shot that it looks cool when other people take it. I just, I wouldn't participate. Certain photos, just, again, for me, done well by others, I can fully appreciate, and this would fall in that category. I like how they've done it. It looks cool, but... It's a gimmick shot that I've seen done too much. So
I've not seen a lot of the Halloween people dressed up with a fire spinner.
No, not the Halloween people, just the fire spinner background.
Okay.
Like just this effect is something I've seen.
The slow shutter speed. I'm assuming this is a slow shutter speed mixed with a popping a flash.
Yeah, has to be. They're too sharp, so it has to be that. Because they look like they're not staying still. There's no way they're posing for that and... You know, at one second, and so I think that's what's been done here. And like I say, I think it looks cool, but it's just something that I've seen done many times, and it just wouldn't occur to me to do it, or it would occur to me, and then I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Not a personal criticism of you personally, Bob Bernal. Just my take on the fire spinner slow. Motion shot.
I'd like to see a bison in the shot.
Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of emails from fire spinners now.
Yes. I don't think they have email.
Okay, that's probably true.
I've met some fire spinners. They're not on AOL.
Okay, all right, I'm good then. Yeah.
Next up, David R. Wilkinson at the Hillsboro Fort and Courthouse.
And this one again, I feel like, is this the background? Is this the foreground? Like, is background to what?
This is a scouting shot for a background that you'll use at another time.
Yeah, that's probably right. That's probably
like Hugh Grant, he won't anymore because he's old, but Hugh Grant would make a movie here.
Sure.
With Andy McDowell. Five weddings and a funeral. That's the sequel. I'm going to pitch it right now.
Okay.
Five weddings. Fifth wedding. It's his wedding. How did that one end?
I didn't get past about halfway through. People said that was great. It was like a critic's darling, and I watched it. Wasn't it?
You didn't like it?
I didn't really like it. No. I got halfway.
1994.
It wasn't for me.
1994 was the only year that I have ever seen all the Best Picture nominees before they were nominated.
Wow, that's
that was it.
News, breaking news right here. Pulp Fiction. Did you really like this movie, or not this movie, but Four Weddings and a Funeral?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay, all right.
Oh, the writing was amazing. Like that was really tight. No, that was some tight dialogue. It's really great.
Okay,
you didn't know at that point. At that point, Hugh Grant had not been cruising the Sunset Strip yet in his car, so you still liked him.
Yeah.
No, that was the year. So like 1994's Pulp Fiction, which was the best movie of the year, but Forrest Gump won. Then we had Quiz Show.
I'm pretty sure we can look these up. You don't have to.
We had Quiz Show, which was good, which is a good movie, the worst of the five. We had Four Weddings and a Funeral, which was obviously shot right here. And then the last one was Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, one of my favorites all time.
Yeah. So imagine that. That was the lineup that year.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you for letting us know.
Nobody dated a fish in any of those movies.
That's right.
Yeah. There you go. Although, yeah, a few years before, Splash could have been in there. So yeah, this is a good scouting photo. Like, you want to put this on and go, hey, if anybody wants to shoot a movie here, this is the scouting photo. It looks like this. Probably not the greatest time of day. It looks kind of a little bit harsh. The shadows aren't exactly overhead. You can see the shadow from the fort or the courthouse, whatever that one that is. Probably you can see it's kind of to the side, but it's not getting a kick-ass sort of glowing sky, which might have been better. But this will be a good background for something down the road.
Okay.
All right, next up, last one is Roger Dahlman from Cocoa Beach, Florida.
I changed my mind. This one's the best.
I think it is too.
Yeah, this one's... I hadn't seen this one, so there you go.
Yeah.
This is definitely the best.
So, yeah, I've never been to Cocoa Beach. Cocoa Beach sounds like I want to be there, but more so like in the 1950s.
I went there. I was there in high school. I went to Cocoa Beach. It is very cool.
Is it?
Very nice beach, yeah, in Florida.
Okay.
A very popular one, I remember. It was very, very, very saturated with people in the summertime. But it was, very nice. I don't remember this pier, so maybe this is built since, or I was at a different part of the beach. But this photo, because I'm guessing nobody's looking at these photos in real time like we are, is really cool. So a sunset shot with a surfer in it, and that same kind of, you know, misty kind of looking. It looks like there's like some mist here, right? Like, yeah, on the water.
So what I'm impressed with here is obviously the colors, which he said he dialed back because they're so saturated, which I understand. You can go too far with it, and or it can go too far, let alone not even you going too far with it. It looks like there's a little bit of a slower shutter speed, which allows for the waves to have a tiny little bit of blur to them.
Mm-hmm.
However, the surfer's still sharp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, I wonder how that works. But
that's pretty impressive. But meanwhile, the sort of star effect on that one on the pier, you see the little either reflection or light or whatever that is, has the little star effect on it. That oftentimes is an indication of a slow shutter speed,
mm-hmm.
or can be. And so that kind of tipped me off, yet she's sharp. So really great. I mean, really fantastic. The exact right time of day. This is exactly when you want to shoot this. Absolutely nailed it. The love the colors, love the clouds in behind. What more to say? I mean, he did say she got closer to the pier than he thought was safe. Well, I don't know if you're a safety officer, Roger, but you nailed the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good job. Go.
So I'm guessing the surfer is extremely happy with this one.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Okay, so this is your favorite one?
Yeah.
Photographically, it's my favorite. Story-wise, JPEG 22's wedding one is my favorite, and I think it's a personal thing because I've been to like a lot of weddings. I've shot a lot of weddings, and I love those. I love those moments. So when it comes to moment, that's the one. Otherwise, surfing.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a look at ours quickly before we run out of time here. Here's yours, black background.
Mm-hmm.
Because?
I was running short on time, and I wanted to take a photo for submission.
You wanted to participate, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure mine qualifies as a background shot.
Lack of background.
Lack of background. That's exactly it. I think it would more fit the category of backlight. All the light in this shot is two lights, both with blue gels, one camera left and in behind that's creating kind of a spray of light blue light across my son, who's in his full hockey gear. This was the part where I was like, it was raining outside. I needed a background shot. And I was like, okay, we're going to do something with the black background. And I'm going to, you know, make some cool light in the background. And that's going to be the subject. And then he agreed to cooperate. if I got him two packs of Tim Hortons hockey cards. Tim Hortons has these like hockey cards that you can get there through Upper Deck. Upper Deck makes them for Tim Hortons, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so the deal was two packs of cards. They're $1 a pack. So it's not a break the bank situation, but I like collecting cards. He now enjoys that card collecting. So I was like, all right, that seems like a good deal. Anyway, so I put the two flashes on, told him to get in his full hockey gear and outside of his skates. And then we put the black background on it. And I thought, I'm going to do some cool backlighting. Then that's going to spill onto the background. It's going to be awesome. And then the background, just it didn't get much of the light. He was pretty quick to rip his equipment off. And I was like, all right, well, this is what we're going with. So I do like the shot. It doesn't really fit the background. It is a photographic lesson in that I did a couple of shots where I popped, I shot like with a key light as well, and they look stupid. Like,
right.
Adding the key light here just kills all the cool effect of the backlight. Like, you can still see it, but it just, on the black background, the key light creates, even turned way down, just becomes a lit photo. And so I was going for kind of the more cool blue lighting look. So there is no key light. It's all backlit. And
so both backlights, both have blue gels.
Yeah, one really dark blue gel. I don't remember what it was called, but a very dark blue, and one a very light blue. And so the light blue creates that sort of almost misty looking light coming camera left. And then you see how blue his face is on the right, or his left, but camera right. And that's the really dark blue gel. And it sort of, again, pulls him from the background. So overall, I like the photo. Like, he's got no smile. He looks kind of got the bit of the tough guy look. I like the pose and the angle and all of that. Just not a background shot. But I do like the lighting setup, like just a simple lighting setup that people could use in different scenarios. So I guess the takeaway for me was, don't necessarily feel as though you need a key light or need a front light. Your key light, I guess, can be just the back lights.
It can be. No, the lighting is good here. I like the sort of lens flare-y in the, not lens flare, but like the misty bit in the top left. That's really, really cool in the situation. I don't know that I would have gone blue on both lights. I think you might have had you might have been served it. Maybe I'm wrong. Here's where the big controversy could come. Okay. Maybe it could have been a little bit yellowy and then have that orangey blue mix.
And I've done I've done that before. And I was specific, and I thought about it, and I specifically was like, no. And I also knew that I was going to have very little, like, I knew he was going to be in for 5 minutes. Like, that was kind of the agreement. So I was also like, if I get that and I don't like it, I'm hooped. I'm out of luck. Whereas I thought I was going to have more wiggle room going blue and blue, just different shades of blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew I wasn't going to have something I couldn't use. Let's put it that way.
So the two things that I would have done, besides that, if you want to keep that, that's an artistic choice. The two things that I would have done practically, one that's taken me out of it, is that because he's not wearing his skates, his stick is way too long. So I might have had him stand on a something to replicate those skates, so that his face is a little bit above his stick.
Sure.
Or where it would normally be, because this looks like it looks like he's using your stick.
Okay. You know what's funny is, and again, I played hockey all my life, is never even thought about that. Like, and even looking at it now, you're right. It should come down another like 5 inches or so, but never even occurred to me. So yeah, that's a good point. Sure.
When I was younger, it used to be on your skates. They said you wanted your stick to be at your chin. And now I'm sure it's a little bit longer because the way that the flexi sticks happen and the big booming slap shots are a thing at a younger age. So it's probably closer to your nose.
It's nose without skates, and you're usually chin on your skates. Yeah.
Okay. So there's that, and the other thing I would do, and I would convince your son to participate in, is I'd wet the hair down. Like, this is sort of like in between second and third period. He's got sweat going.
Sure, that's another good, cool. Another good suggestion. I like it, and I agree. Yeah. His hair is way too fluffy here.
Yes, he looks like he's part of a K-pop boy band.
And he's in bad need of a haircut too.
Yeah, me too though. So I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to judge. Yeah, you look back at the me and the national anthem photos I posted earlier. Time for haircut.
Okay.
All right. So here, I actually went ahead with the assignment and chose a background. Which is hard. I did this today. I did this afternoon. Like, I had the entire month of September to ponder it. I had different things in mind and things I did not execute that I would like to execute in the next month by, like, hashtag shooting other people than just my kids. But I passed this. This background is in our neighborhood. This is someone's shed. And I've always seen it and thought, like, the way it sits, the way it would make kind of an somewhat interesting background, you know, as it is. And so today I said, finally, okay, we're going out. It was raining a little bit. We're going to go and take this shot. The end. That's now it's your turn.
I like it. No, it looks good. It's got lots of different textures. It sort of draws you in. I think you framed it nicely. I don't know if I would have cropped it exactly where you cropped it. I feel like
it's boring below there. It's just kind of, it gets away from the theme of that background.
Okay.
But sidewalk and
yeah, but it does. The background is very cool. I like fences, so I'm a big fan of fences, and mm-hmm. all the crazy branches, definitely go with the image. Well, it looks like maybe, did you add a little bit of a gradient in, like a vignetting effect in post, or is that just the way it looks? It looks like there's a bit of a vignette. But no, it looks really good. The light on his face is good. The color of his jacket sort of makes it pop from the background, but background definitely is a major player in the image. So no, I think job well done. It doesn't beat Roger. Is it Roger Dahlman? Who is the surfer? The surfer still definitely beats this.
Yeah.
But I'd probably say you're in a mix with the Bison. Like, you're kind of, you know, you're touch and go with the Bison.
Right. Yeah. My son will appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm actually happy he played along with this. I mean, my little nitpicks about this, I like where he's placed. Like, I shot a number of these, like this kind of moving him around a little bit. He's sort of placed in a light area of the background so that around him is darker, like it's naturally darker. And so that sort of frames him. There's enough above that it's not your typical framing, but that way the background becomes a part of the image. What I didn't like is kind of the way his hands disappear in his jacket. I like the fact that he has his hands in his jacket, but just the way they sit, like they don't go, the jacket doesn't go into his jacket. It sort of sticks out and it looks a little bit goofy, but his hands just down below didn't look right. And so, you know, new jacket. So he'll figure that out. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, for sure.
He'll get that dialed in. But no, I brought two lights for this originally, and we just kind of walked down the street from where I live, and this is somebody's shed just on the corner of the road, and I brought two lights. I keyed it with a umbrella, and then I was going to have a backlight. Originally, I had this the key light camera right and a backlight camera left, quarter CTO on the key and the umbrella, and a quarter CTB on the hard light for the backlight, for the rim light, and just didn't look right. Two lights just didn't need two lights. And so ultimately I flipped it around, turned one off, turned the backlight off, put the key light camera left, moved it over camera left, and really feathered it. Like, basically almost aimed it back towards the camera, like just used a little bit, because I didn't want it to really pollute the background.
Right.
I exposed the background to be about two-thirds to one stop under, and then a little bit of fall off is going to hit it, which is fine, but I wanted mostly on him and also keeping it out in front far enough that we're going to get some eye light to make his eyes pop out. And the only real Photoshop work that's done here is that I sharpened his face, not just his eyes, his entire face, and left the rest of the image just as is in terms of sharpness.
Okay.
There you go. All right, that's background. And believe me, I shot something else. I went and worked on something yesterday with him where I created a background and spent about half an hour working with him, and it was terrible. Like, it just did not work. It was really cool, but it ultimately, It was a massive waste of my time. And so I was happy that we managed to salvage this. All right. Challenge for next month.
Okay.
October. You know where we're going with this, right?
I'm going to say fall.
Oh.
No, Halloween.
I'm going to say Herbst.
Is that Halloween?
No, it's fall.
Is it fall or is it Halloween?
Yeah, it's fall. It's autumn.
Okay.
I taught you a new word in German, man. Herbst. Herbst is Herbst auf Deutsch, das bedeutet fall or autumn.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, that's the challenge. I was going to make you Google it, but there's no way you're doing that. That's the challenge. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers, or even better, tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll check that out and talk about it in November. Challenge. For next week, Adam, we talked about it last week. You're Joey Boats. We're going to go with Boats. That's the challenge next week. It's Boat, and then in brackets, an S. It can be a boat or multiple boats.
Okay.
Yeah. Or submarines, if you want.
Sure.
Whatever you want to do. So we'll talk about that next week. Websites, Adam, the newly renewed site, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And you can find mine at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, Instagram. Check us out at Two Hosers at Instagram. But everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.